Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about haunted hotels, rowdy neighbors, and crickets. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
So I see that Tim so refuses to say my name.
What?
Tim, do you want to tell us?
That's reserved for the bedroom.
What the fuck is going on?
I didn't remember this was a bit, so if you could just leave me alone.
I have to admit that I am in rare form this morning because I am a white woman in her 30s, and I have an iced coffee with pumpkin spice flavoring in it.
Yeah.
So I am more powerful than ever, so yeah. That might be what is causing me
That's
to act
weird.
Out.
I'm a new coffee drinker, but also I think I'm done with coffee at this point.
You tried it? Not for you?
Like, I started coffee 2 weeks ago, and now I'm like, you know what?
I'm over it.
And also, you didn't start coffee. You started milkshakes. That's coffee.
coffee-flavored milkshakes, please.
Nick is a frat boy.
I mean, frat boys are good.
A frappy boy.
Can you leave out the espresso, please? Just give me the caramel and milk.
Give me the milk.
Give me the sweeties, please.
Gotta.
I'm drinking an orange vanilla Coca-Cola Zero.
Ooh, how's that?
That's delicious.
I'm drinking the more concentrated pumpkin spice from Dunkin'. And
do you feel extra powerful because of it?
No. we recorded our Norhal D&D game, Dungeon World game, yesterday for many hours.
We've recorded a lot of podcasts over the day.
And I'm not done today.
And Tim has more to do today. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Well, you want to just jump right into it, then?
All right, let's do it.
Tim, you got the first question, buddy.
Okay. So the way this podcast works is, like, we talk in the microphone and we read questions.
That's so true.
And that's it.
And that's all we do.
Question one, Tim. Can you expense an extra hotel because of ghosts?
Okay.
I manage a large team who are constantly working away for our clients and, as a result, stay on site in hotels all over the country. We always require our clients to provide accommodation as part of their contract. Today, I received a call from one of the clients that they had booked and paid for a hotel, but they subsequently found out our employee hadn't checked in. I contact the colleague in question, and she was very clear that the hotel they had booked was haunted, and she refused to stay there. She had booked a separate hotel and planned to expense it. The colleague in question is a sensible, intelligent woman who doesn't have a flair for the dramatics at all. When we called her, it became clear she was genuinely distressed about the prospect of staying in the hotel because of her firm belief that it was haunted. She offered to stay at home and drive to work, which would have been 4 hours each way.
Oh my gosh.
Rather than stay in
the hotel. That's serious.
The hotel in question has good reviews on TripAdvisor and meets our company guidelines, but does advertise itself as haunted as a touristy gimmick. She didn't enter the hotel as she looked it up before and refused to go. Should she be allowed to charge hotels at a cost to the company because of ghosts?
Change hotels.
Okay. So can I tell a quick story first?
Please.
Sure.
Why else are
we here?
No.
I have been in this situation myself, kind of.
What?
So I stayed for work. I went to a conference in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Saratoga Springs, baby.
The same place that I won $180 from Michael Jackson slot machine. So
wow.
Weird trip all around.
Wow. Do you think they got rid of those at this point?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, this was, not that long ago. This was, maybe 2 years ago. So
this was last week.
Yeah. They put us up in this, historic, old, nice, hotel.
Yeah.
Big old house that had been converted into a hotel. And while I was there, so I get there, and I'm expecting, a normal hotel room. I get put in this room that is fucking enormous. It is so huge. So far that from my bed, my remote would not work on the TV.
What?
Yes.
That's spooky.
So it's already really fucking creepy because I feel like if you're in a room and you can't see all of it at the same time, that's the danger zone. No, thank you. I need to be able to keep an eye on everything.
Okay.
That night, I had the worst fucking dreams while I was in that hotel. Like, really awful dreams that I was being shot and I was, like, running from people. Like, woke up in the middle of the night, like, 3 a.m., like, freaked out.
Night
the next
sweats.
Day, I told my, like, colleagues about it and they're like, oh, I wonder if this hotel is haunted. It fucking was haunted!
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, maybe she's got a point.
Did you write this?
I did not write it. It really was a terrible... Like, I really did not enjoy staying in that hotel. It was an unpleasant experience.
I think to accurately answer this question, we have to establish a baseline. And that is, do we believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Have we discussed ghosts on our podcast
probably.
Yet?
I forget. Yeah, we discussed the wrestling
I think
ghosts.
Every episode.
Considering that I subscribe to Our Paranormal, I do feel like ghosts come up. And they're going to come up more. This is a spoiler alert for,
all right, well,
for
let's
future
remind
episodes.
Me... And the audience, just in case they're not binging, let's go around the horn.
Yeah.
Do we think ghosts exist?
Jennifer, yes.
Tim, yes. No. A year ago I did, and then I got bored, and no again.
You're bored? You're over it?
Well, my friend's story, I was like, oh, I believe in ghosts
now.
Oh,
yeah, that story.
And then
is,
a couple weeks
bonkers.
Went by, I was like, all right, I can't explain that story, but kids are weird.
I have to say no. I don't believe in ghosts unless it's real dark out and... and then, like, I'm alone.
Oh, I'm afraid of the dark. Yeah, I mean, who isn't? You'd be a fool not to be.
I would like to believe in ghosts.
What?
I want to believe.
We had your daughter on last week talking about her.
Yes!
She killed all
I'm
the ghosts.
Ghost agnostic at this point, I think.
I think there's weird.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite. I would like to not believe in ghosts, but I was too traumatized by watching The Sixth Sense as a tween.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore... I feel like I've told all these stories a million times, but I also had an experience where the night that I watched The Sixth Sense, number one, luckily I was not in my bedroom because I was too scared to sleep by myself and I slept with my mom in bed.
Oh my God.
But in the night, we had those blinds that you like pull down, like not with the cord, but like you pull them.
Uh-huh.
They flew up in the middle of the night. If I had been in that room, I would have fucking died.
Wait, they flew
so maybe,
up?
Yeah, they just flew up. I don't know. My mom heard it and was like, what the fuck? And goes to check. Maybe ghosts follow me is the problem.
I'm now convinced I believe in ghosts.
Okay, well, first of all, like, you guys grew up in an extremely religious family. And
yes.
If you're Christian, like, it's blasphemous not to believe in ghosts. You got the Holy Ghost. That's one ghost.
I think that some Christians would be mad at you for that. It's not a ghost. It's not like a Casper.
Yeah. All right.
Kind
now that we've
of.
Established a baseline, I think when you I think you should be able to turn down a nasty hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. There's like.
Like, if your office tried to put you up in the GeeklyCon St. Louis Hotel, I totally can see being like, hey, man, no, this fucking sucks.
No.
I don't know where the business aspect is of like, oh, we fucked up here. That being said, businesses pay $1 billion for every stupid thing. So it's like, if you really want this, you should just, as long as it's someone that's not serially doing it. Now, that being said, you know.
Why did they pick the haunted hotel for this fucking business trip?
This sounds like they've entered into some sort of crone's bargain where they have to send more and more people to this hellmouth.
Can we talk for a second about TripAdvisor and how incredibly negligent they are for not including like a ghost rating on each hotel?
That's ghost true. Warning. How many? It says, yeah, 0 to 5 ghost rating. Well, 5 ghosts being incredibly haunted and 0 being like, no ghosts.
The problem is that... the number of people who want to stay at a hotel because it's haunted and the number of people who do not want to stay at a hotel because it's haunted are exactly the same number of people. Every baby that's born, they kind of, you know.
They replace it.
Gender's not real, but you are assigned at birth.
A ghost liker or a ghost hater.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that can also switch too, just like everything else. But it's useless to put on there because everyone, you know, it washes out into, you know, creamy nothingness.
So, ooh, I didn't like that phrase.
Okay, so where my grandparents live, which
I'm scared.
I'm actually going there for a wedding, my sister's wedding on Friday. There is one hotel in the town, and
that's a choice.
It is legit haunted. And I have stayed there multiple times, and it was featured on an episode of Ghost Detectives.
What? Wait, okay.
It's called the Wayne Hotel.
So wait, have you experienced any ghostly encounters at the hotel?
It's creepy as fuck. It really is.
Can you report back after the wedding and tell us?
Oh, I'm not fucking staying there. Are you kidding
me? So Nick does believe in ghosts.
Yeah, there. I mean, there's hotels, you know, in the next town over, which is the right amount of distance from this place.
I think that everyone says they don't believe in ghosts, but in the dark in a spooky ass house, we all believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
So Nick doesn't believe in ghosts, but he's not going to fuck around with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Just. He's not going to take any idiot. Chances.
I'm not tempting fate here. Yeah,
yeah. He burns sage in his house every night.
He's always throwing salt around.
So,
yeah.
This fucking hotel, though, it's like one of those places where you walk in. There is no front desk. Like, a guy just appears.
No.
Stop what? It.
He's a ghost.
He comes out of a dark corridor. It's not lit well. Like, a lot of the hallways don't have lights. A guy just shows up out of the darkness and says, hello. And you're like, I have a room here. And he's like, okay, I'm taking you to your room. Doesn't check anything. He's just like, what? Okay, you're checked in.
Nick, is this in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
This hotel is fucking haunted. Yeah. Just look at, if you look at Wayne Hotel. Wayne, Pennsylvania. No, that is
It's legit haunted. The rooms are fucking, they're weird. It's really old. There's no elevator. It's like, I don't, have you guys ever been in a 100, 200 year old home? It's like that.
And that's what this place was like that I stayed in for the work trip.
So like the last time we stayed there for another wedding, we're in the room, and the bathroom in the room is, like, down a hallway in the room itself. Right. So you have to walk down a creepy hallway in your own bedroom, in your own hotel room, to get to the bathroom. Wow.
Walking down hallways already scary.
Yeah, hallways
are
already
scary.
We can
very
poorly
like.
Getting back to the question asker, is it, you know, the fact that they offered to drive 4 hours each way, should that tell your employer, hey, man, they were totally willing to run away from a ghost. And it was
give them a break.
Give them a friggin' break.
And I think that's what happened. I think the legit answer was, you know what? You can allow people to like have some weirdness. Like they need to tell you ahead of time so you're not accidentally paying for two hotel rooms.
Yeah.
But people are allowed to occasionally have idiosyncrasies,
and I think
if they're otherwise good employees.
I think this is a good way to figure out if your client and you're copacetic by saying, hey, one of our people cost you more money because of ghosts. Whose side are you on in the ghost wars?
Oh. Two things. One, I was just in California visiting a friend who actually listens to the show. Hi, Mike.
Hey. Hi.
And so we went to the Winchester House. Do you guys know about the Winchester House?
The Winchester Mystery House?
Yeah.
The big crazy one?
The Winchester
one?
Mystery
yes.
House. And they do, I think they filmed ghost episodes there too. The Winchester
I'm sure
House,
they have.
For those unfamiliar, is the widow of the Winchester guy, the main, I don't know, the head of the Winchester company, or like the son.
Like the gun?
The gun manufacturer. The gun that won
That's
the West.
That's already very haunted.
Yeah, so,
right there.
So I guess the story is she went to a medium or psychic and said, you know, it had a reading, and he said, or she said to her, all the ghosts of all the people your family has killed with their guns is going to haunt you. So you need you need to move west and build a home and never stop building the home. And so they built on this home for like 38 years, like while she was alive.
Aren't there just like hallways that like lead to nothing? Because there's like building just to build.
Exactly. Because they kept going, and so it's like there's a stairway that goes up here, and they're like, "Nah, we're gonna put a door here just in case." No, it's just a drop. You know, it just goes to nowhere. And you know, the story is like it's to confuse the ghosts, so they couldn't find her.
I want to hang out with this medium because they sound
hilarious. Oh yeah, they're like, part of the revolution.
Yeah, they're Antifa.
Yeah. There's I think there's a seance room in the mystery house.
Of course there is.
Yeah,
I lived in a college apartment that was like a super super old place, and they had interior windows, which were told to confuse the ghost.
There's a lot of interior windows in this thing.
What I'm hearing is this lady was totally correct in her decision to not stay in the haunted hotel. And in fact, we all believe in ghosts, I think.
I do love that she never even went. So, like, did she never even go inside the hotel?
No.
That said?
No.
No, it's, it sounds like she looked it up. She found out it was haunted and said, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
So does that mean before she goes to any hotel, she goes to hauntedhotels.com, .net, excuse me, and it's like, nope. Now I'm kind of, okay.
Hauntedhotels.ghost.
Yeah. The fact that she didn't look it up, the fact that she didn't go in, I've actually changed my mind. Because if you are extreme, if you're a lieutenant in the ghost war, you have to tell them, hey, can I just approve the hotel? I'm a weirdo.
But why would she even...
She believes in ghosts so much that she's somehow a person that doesn't want to stay in a ghost hotel, which is usually not the case.
This Holiday Inn Express is haunted.
Oh, yeah. And now she's going to pull this shit like, no minibar in this hotel. It's haunted.
I only stay in Marriott's.
Yeah.
I think she's onto something.
Yeah, I'm both... She's both scamming.
Yeah, this is a long con.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I respect it.
She's just working her way into getting into the nicest hotels.
The nice hotels aren't haunted. They pay extra.
She's like,
to keep the ghosts away.
Yeah, that's so true.
I want an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
They have a separate little hotel for the ghosts, like, off-site to, like, confuse them.
There's, like, a ghost mafia that takes, like, the bad ghosts, and like, well, if you pay the ghost mafia, they'll bring the bad ghosts to your rivals.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I feel like we dealt with that. So.
I think so.
Good job, everybody.
All right, I am going to read question two.
Cool.
I forgot to say that previous question was from Ask a Manager.
That's hilarious.
I was telling Tim earlier, like, I love the Ask a Manager questions because I feel like the people who ask questions on Reddit are already, like, a little bit questionable, but the people who ask questions to Ask a Manager are, like, very normal people with, like, crazy problems, so.
Yeah, everyone on, Jennifer brings a good point. Everyone on Reddit is a monster.
So. I'm sorry, if you're posting an R Paranormal, like, we kind of know what we're getting into there.
Exactly.
The whole concept is, like, ask a man, who are you asking? Just like,
it's the manager. She's got a lot of management.
I managed a GameStop. Can I answer?
Well, if you build your own website, this is one person answering.
A GameStop manager.
Ask a GameStop manager. Yes.
How much can I get for this copy of Madden 15?
Dollar. Okay. Question two: would I be the asshole if I record the audio of my neighbors having sex and play it back to them?
Yeah.
My neighbors are often super loud, blasting music at 2 a.m., yelling, blaring the TV. I've gone around various times politely asking if they could be quieter. We have concrete walls and carpet, so for sound to get through, they really have to be loud, which they are. They also periodically have loud sex with the woman screeching. It's actually turning me off sex. I find them insufferable.
Oh, man.
As petty revenge, I'm considering recording them having sex and playing it back to them through the walls whenever they're allowed, instead of going around to politely request they shut the fuck up at 3 a.m. I think because they know I'm mild-mannered, they're taking advantage of me. That since I'm not a tough guy or something, I'm a young woman, they don't care. I'm in Australia, and I'm pretty sure that kind of recording is legal here. Would I be the asshole?
Ooh. Wow. This one is juicy.
It is very juicy.
Wow, wait. This is...
There's a lot.
This has everything to it.
It's got sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's got concrete walls.
So, I will say that our cousins had to deal with something like this.
Yes, they did. I forgot about
and
that.
Wow. I believe the fact that we live in a society where you should... Technically, in America, you should technically be friendly to your neighbors to the extent that, like, you lessen your enjoyment of life. At least a little,
to compromise.
Just a huge amount to make yourself miserable before anyone else. Okay. So, like, they lived across the street from this couple who I think would do most of the stuff. So, like, they heard it through their window, like, across the street. And it's, like, it's old Jesus. Boston brick.
Well, I wasn't even hear it. It was it. Okay. They... had the blinds open.
Yeah, well, they could hear it. Not the sex. They could hear the other stuff. They were so annoying, and then they would have sex with a window open that whenever we would go
just
over
like
there.
Right there. Saw it.
Yeah.
You saw the sex?
They
sent a picture. That's right. Okay.
So,
yes.
So basically, inside your home, I believe you're allowed to do more or less whatever you want.
But there's definitely been, like, things where people get in trouble for, like, walking through their living room naked with the windows open. Like, that's a case that has come up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is true. You know, I thought you were going with, you could probably record anything you want in your own home.
That's what I'm...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because, yes, I know there's, like, certain states where there's rules, like, you can't... You have to get permission to record, like, a phone call.
Yeah.
But, right,
there's states where only one party has to know about the recording, and then there's, you know, two-party consent as well.
Yes. Yeah, and let's just say that just because it's legal, you can still do something legal and be the asshole.
Right. So,
the asshole.
But I think in this situation, you know, I couldn't quite tell if it was the noise and then they just... I mean, how often are you looking out your windows, right? But,
yeah.
And then the sex was just more of like, I can't believe they're doing this.
You're talking about your cousins.
My cousins.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was bonkers.
That's bonkers.
This was fully everything.
Yeah. This is way, way, way worse because I've been very fortunate in my apartment situations that I've never even been close to having to deal with this.
No.
I hope I die before I ever have to.
I feel like in your cousin's situation, if they're having sex with the windows open, it's because they want people to see.
Oh, yeah, and that's sort of where we got to the
point. And then it's no longer, like, you know, embarrassing. It's like, nice.
Yeah,
nice. I feel like it would have been very difficult for me in our cousin's situation to not, like, yell out the window, like, oh, woo!
Hell yeah, baby!
It is.
Yeah, and I almost feel like, you know, this is a similar situation. This dude or lady has told these people over and over again, "I can hear all your stuff." So now that when you're doing your stuff, they know. You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, as people who were in the dorm rooms and dated, you learn how to be extremely quiet when you do a kiss.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
but you also learn there's a level of noise that you just have to learn to deal with. But then there's, if you can hear it, someone shrieking during sex through concrete walls with carpet, it's like, you need to tone it down.
No one needs to be that loud. Be quiet.
Because just freaking cool it. Put a ball gag in.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I think we can all agree that the question asker is a lot like us. And they're going to be miserable no matter what.
So true.
Right? Like, they're going to be sad and unhappy. Their neighbors rule. they're living life to the fullest.
Yeah, yeah.
Party and fucking.
And, like, stop being a wet blanket. Let them, you know.
Join in.
If they're screeching, someone's doing something right.
That's true.
So just let them live their life.
Let them live, let them shriek.
So you're in this situation and you record the good sex from across the wall. I think if you take that recording to them and play it back to them and say, like, look, this is what I hear every goddamn night when you guys are, you know, going at each other. That's kind of that. Yes, you're the asshole. But if you record it and then you just play it in your house to pretend like you're having the good sex, I think that's awesome.
I think it's really fucking funny.
I think you're gonna get in a shriek battle with them, and now they're gonna think like, oh, our mild mannered neighbor is banking out hard, and I must have taught her something. I might need to take her under my wing, but that's for another story. We must bang and shriek louder.
I do feel like you run the risk of, if you play the sex sounds back, they're gonna start, like, inviting you to their orgies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't think anything that this Australian woman has written would ever make her the asshole in this situation, but I do fear that she's not going to solve this problem. So I feel like we should. I think playing it back for them is passive aggressive in a bad way. It's just weird. And then
I think it's hilarious.
And then you're next. And then your other neighbor is now going to think it's you.
Now that is also a fear. You have to, like, go around everyone and be like, hey, listen, this is not my sex sounds. I'm polite when I do a sex and I don't shriek.
But
yeah,
I mean, maybe that's what's wrong with Australia, America, right? Like, you have to let it out. Maybe it's better if you do. And that's what she's trying to teach us all.
You know, funerals in other countries?
They just, like, scream?
They just scream, you know?
Maybe we need to scream more.
Maybe we should scream more.
I also think, talking about like playing it in your own house, I also really love the concept of like playing it on like a boombox outside their window. Yes. And just like standing there playing until they come out.
While masturbating.
Furiously jerking it.
I do love that she's now turned off of sex from
that part is also
the loud
very funny.
Screeching.
Your loud sex is really turning me off. I think it's the lack of visual. So I was wondering if I could watch. I need to put a face to the screams.
Yeah. I mean, she's met them before by going next door over there.
And telling them to shut the fuck up.
I mean, is there any, like, I love the idea of calling your landlord and just being like, hey, apartment 2B is just blasting it way too hard. And can you tell them to stop?
They won't
fucking
stop nutting.
Yeah. Right now we're having a situation where our fucking awful neighbors or building or who knows what are not being good stewards of the trash room.
Uh-oh. Oh my God. Yeah. That's the whole.
It's Jennifer. It's back to being bad again.
I am going to kill somebody in our apartment building.
So there's nothing we can do other than letting our landlord know, but I think if we're going to be in this horrific system of landlords, they should come by every now and again and say, stop fucking so loudly, or,
hey,
you know, stop throwing trash in the hallway, which is what I call fucking. But
that is fucking.
Do you guys have any ideas of how this Australian young woman can stop her sex bangers?
Sound baffling.
I think she needs to break them up.
Yeah. Steal one. Yeah. You know?
No, I don't think she needs to date either way. I think she should sow discord in the relationship by like putting like fake signs of cheating and stuff. But then she's gonna have to deal with them yelling at each other for a while, but then it will stop.
I mean, if she does do the whole escalating recording, like, she can always just turn her stereo up louder and louder, right? And eventually they're gonna be defeated. Like, they're not gonna be able to shriek as loud.
No, not necessarily.
Well, what if she plays just like really loud anime music?
You know how noise canceling headphones basically play the reverse, right? Sound mm-hmm. to cancel mm-hmm. out the noise. Mm-hmm. So if you record her and then play it loud, they'll cancel out.
That's just science.
Yeah, they'll do that.
That's how it works.
Well, as we all know, the cool neighbors have loud blasting music. So if you're going to get in a noise off, you know, you're already losing. There's no way that you can't shame these people.
No.
They're rutting like beasts. Mm-hmm. So you have to move.
We had a stereo system, surround sound system in my college townhouse, and our neighbors would call the cops on us if we used the subwoofer at all.
Oh my God.
And we didn't realize that's why they were calling the cops was the subwoofer. So we had the cops at our place maybe once a month.
Nice. Oh my God. It's tough to live in a society.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We had some neighbor issues where
we did.
Oh, she was so awful.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she ever lived in an apartment building.
So
we lived there for 7 years and then she moved in on the seventh year. An omen.
Never had any noise complaints at all until she moved in
and could
not deal. Like, we would, like, just be watching TV, and she, like, could not deal with it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl,
I was like, Dorothy.
Her name was literally Dorothy. I'm like, you need to move to the woods.
Was
like,
she old?
You are 1,000 years old and a 25-year-old body, and you've got to go.
Yeah.
You are my enemy.
She's also a hypocrite. Anyways, not important.
Maybe we'll move to the next question.
Okay.
it's making us too heated.
Good luck, Australian sex listener. I do not envy you.
All right. Question number 3.
I'm just reading the question.
I'm a 23-year-old man, girlfriend, 30-year-old female, won't stop buying crickets she doesn't need to prove a point.
Just leave it there. Yeah. I don't need it anymore.
I feel like 45 people sent us this question.
I saw it and was immediately like, same. I also left the ages in on this one because I feel like
she's a lot older than him.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot older than him.
A few months ago, my girlfriend caught some frogs at a local creek and bought a little habitat for them and some fruit flies and crickets to feed them. After about 2 weeks, she released them because she felt guilty that they weren't living as good a life as they could outside. But here's the thing. The pet store employees she talked to when she first asked advice about caring for the frogs gave her a hard time about taking the frogs out of nature. They told her that a lot of people take frogs from that creek as pets and told her, good luck. She seems to have some unreasonable feelings about being shamed by the pet store employees. 2 weeks ago, I realized she was still buying crickets from the store with the rude employees.
She's
trying to prove them wrong about her frog experiment and pretend she still owns the frogs and they're doing great. I guess she's just releasing all the crickets in her backyard. It seems really weird that she cares that much about what a stranger thinks of her. I asked her how long she plans on doing this, and she said maybe a couple more weeks and then she will stop if she can find a sly way to get the employee to know that she only stopped buying them because she's getting them from another store.
Holy fuck, people.
I told her this is weird and unnecessary, and she got defensive and told me I'm too judgmental of everything she does. Oh my god.
Take a drink whenever this line is in, yeah, the fucking...
Yes, this has definitely come up before.
I feel like if I can't talk to her about this, how will I deal with it when something like this comes up that does affect me? Am I too concerned about it?
Jesus. So, how the fuck is anyone ever in a relationship?
So the real question is, how does she convince him that she's buying everything at a different store?
Oh. Yes.
$2.99 for a dozen crickets?
Yeah, I think she's got to get the local paper with some and try to price match some crickets.
Right. Yes, she goes to do you guys price match Big Lots? They have crickets for $1.
Did you know that Walmart have cricket now? So I dropped all my cricket coupons all over the counter.
You're
price match.
Clearly not thinking elaborately enough. She needs to create a fake pet store business.
Yes. LLC.
Oh, I love it.
Then advertise crickets in the local paper for slightly less than this place, and then take the paper in. And
she already has tons of crickets.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Well, okay, one thing I did cut out is she is just releasing them into her backyard.
No, that was in there.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have the crickets.
Thing.
Well,
you know, the crickets now own her backyard.
I mean, yes, that is correct. So she could probably just go catch
them. Could you imagine what the backyard of someone who's importing dozens and hundreds of crickets for weeks sounds like?
Oh my god, it's so weird! I didn't even think about that. Where's the question from her neighbor being like, my neighbor's backyard sounds like a hellscape of crickets.
Me, 29, neighbor 30F, made a cricket fuck palace in our backyard.
I just like the idea duplex. Of her bringing in a fake ad and then finding that employee and, like, going an aisle over. Whoa! Cheap crickets down the street. Don't need to come in here anymore.
I will say, this is this is 110%, and I think you should leave.
Yes! Yes, it really is!
It ends with her, I don't know, I guess, you know, screaming at the other store about how this store exists. It exists. Yeah, yeah, I'll go there right now.
Did you pay him to come in here and tell me that they had cheaper crickets over at Kmart?
Yes. The boyfriend should wear a disguise and and she should go in and be looking at buying crickets, and he should come in and be like,
he's got a Crickets R Us. You know,
like, hey, wait a minute,
big cricket.
This other place has way cheaper crickets.
Yeah,
don't buy your crickets here.
He should be the cricket mafia, and he should be like, if you don't stop selling these fucking crickets, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Or you can give this nice lady some frogs. Give me your most depressed frogs.
You need to buy all of them, or else it's not worth it.
And I'm sure the responses to this is like, I think you have to divorce her or stop dating. And it's always, all the responses are, if they can't, you know, live their life without eating toothpaste, how are you going to have kids with them?
That is always like, if you don't like this now, what about when you have kids?
See, the thing is, like, I don't really see this as a problem with her. Like, she is standing up for herself.
No, that's not true.
He was very rude to her. And then now she needs to show him this.
I'm so glad I didn't read this question.
Why didn't you go in there and tell that pet store employee that you make twice as much as him?
Yeah. Pull out your baby cricket thing.
I just am loving this hell that she's put herself into, where she goes into the pet store.
This is sucks.
Give her frogs, and they're like, good luck, bitch, with these frogs. And she's like, I'm going to show them that I was correct.
This is literally the first skit from I Think You Should Leave with, it's a push door. No, it does both.
It goes both ways.
It does both.
When he rips the door off his hinges.
It does both.
I cannot.
It's very being online as much as I am. It is very fun to see how insane we are as human beings. Because like you could not make this shit up.
No, this makes me lightheaded.
Again, this is like sounds like a skit from a comedy show, but I'm like 99.9% sure it really
because we've
real.
All done things
right
like this.
Like
in a
I can't admit
way.
That I fucked up.
I don't think I would go this far. But, right. like, if I could be passive-aggressive in a little, like if I could be passive-aggressive to a rude employee and it didn't, like, inconvenience me too much, I would totally do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah, like, some, like, kind of shitty, condescending employee. But, again, the employee, you know, works at a store, which is, I'm sure, hell, and they deserve
it. Well, right.
Yeah.
I feel like, just in life, like, think about all the little times that you do little passive-aggressive things to people just for your own satisfaction.
Yeah, like, little white lies of, like, oh, do you know, but, like, someone asks you, like, a really condescending thing, and you, like, oh, do you know about blah, 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 and you kind of know about blah, 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 but you don't really know about blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. So you're like, yeah, I know. No, I know. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. Because you just want to, like, take the joy.
Right. I just think about the girl who is still my number one enemy, maybe, who used to sit on the steps of the Green Line in the morning in Boston, and I would always hit her in the head with my purse when I walked by. I'm like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Why are you doing this? And that brought me she probably just was like, it's a train.
Oh my God. And especially, you have to, if you've been in Boston, you have to see the Green Line trains.
They are a hellscape.
She deserves everything.
Yeah, she's a dumbass. You don't sit on the steps. It's very foolish. God. She would sit there and eat her fucking oatmeal on the steps.
The steps in the train, right? Because it's like multi-level, kind of.
Yes, like within the train.
Trains are like, designed very strangely.
They are a fucked up train, number one, but she's taking up the spot of like multiple people to eat her oatmeal.
And it's not safe.
And it's not safe.
It's not safe.
And therefore, I was teaching
God,
her a lesson.
What does hundreds of crickets do to an environment?
She probably just has a lot of wild frogs in her yard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca's probably
you know
full
what?
Of wild frogs, right?
That's a good point. Yeah. She's going to get tons of new depressed frogs.
I've always heard that if you pick up the frogs, you get warts. And I don't know if that's true.
So true. It's so true.
Let's see if her hands are full.
You definitely get peed on. I know that.
You know,
Jennifer, that's such a great point. She's going to come in and she's going to have like prop, like prosthetic
warts.
Yeah. Like,
just hanging out with my frogs. Also got salmonella.
My hands are covered in pee.
Hey.
I'm going to type in diseases from frogs.
Now,
did you write a frog?
Do we feel like
salmonella?
That he, you know. Do we feel like he's too concerned about this situation?
I mean, on one hand, it's not affecting because I think I did cut out a part where they don't live together.
Yeah.
So it's like not his house.
Yeah. So the fact, most of this is just like, all right, your girlfriend's fucking weird. and it might be a bigger, the tip of the iceberg, yada, yada, yada. But the last line of, or the last bit that she got very defensive and says, judgmental of everything she does. Like, this is, that line is in so many different Our Relationships posts, and it's always the craziest fucking thing.
But also, haven't you ever, I mean, like, I feel like all of us have done the thing that's stupid, and you can't, like, you can't admit how dumb it was.
Oh, yeah, you are now the frog store employee to her. Congrats. Now she's gonna come up with another grift. But it also does say, like, yeah, she's bad at communicating. She has some other weird bullshit, whatever.
Yeah.
She's a sociopath.
How, okay, and maybe the better question is, can we help her hide the fact that she's still buying crickets from her boyfriend?
Yes, that is the next level.
I am on her side
now. I don't know how you lie to a pet store about frogs and then acquire crickets and lie to your boyfriend.
You have to start hiding the credit card receipts.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to...
She's gonna hide the. Maybe she hides the crickets in like a little, like a shed
what
in the
else
backyard.
What else eats crickets? Like, get a lizard.
Ooh, there you go.
I feel like a.
But where are you gonna buy it? That pet store?
Birds will eat.
No, not that pet store. Fuck that pet store.
No, you're gonna have to drive miles outside of town yeah. to go to a different pet store to buy yeah. the crickets.
All right. Yeah, call them first. Do you know anyone from Jerry's Discount Crickets? No? Wonderful.
Perfect. Perfect. Hangs up.
Bye. Jerry's I'll Discount see you in Crickets. 6 hours. We got crickets.
Oh my god. God, I would love to tell someone you're buying too many crickets because you don't own frogs and you're lying to a 17-year-old pet store employee and they say you're too judgmental.
According to the BurkeMuseum.org, what should I do if I find a frog? Admire it. That's it.
That's true. That's always true. That's maybe, always a good point.
Maybe this lady just needs to admire some frogs from a distance. Yeah.
I do sometimes.
You should get her a season tickets to like a zoo that frog has store. A frog exhibit.
Will you get warts if you touch a frog or toad? No.
Fuck.
But some of their skin secretions can cause a rash, but this is actually caused by a virus.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, aren't warts a virus?
I don't know. And then it says, if you lick a frog, what happens if you lick a frog? If you're hell lucky, yeah. nothing. But more likely, you'll get salmonella.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I guess people trying to lick frogs to get
high.
Yeah. Shit.
It also is entirely true that the boyfriend is super judgmental about other weird shit, but like, I love the fact that he's right this one time.
He is correct.
You should not have had the how to hang toilet paper properly argument so early with your girlfriend who's seven years older than you, by the way.
That is weird. Yeah.
It's very unusual.
If she was like a 7 year old, like mm-hmm. she would be dating a sperm.
That's so true.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. That's beyond pedophilia.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't think you can date sperm.
There's not a word.
Should break up.
There's not a word for that.
I think the solution is you've got to break up.
I don't know. This is the future liberals.
What happens if you freeze a frog? Most frogs will die.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck. They just go to sleep.
Only most frogs.
I like that we all know the same frog myths. For some
reason. Yeah, you freeze them. You put them in a pot of boiling water. They're like, cool. And, oh, fuck, I'm dead.
And they love to piss on you.
Why do frogs pee on you when you pick them up? They pee on you to try to escape.
That's fair.
I'm good on frogs today.
Well, this woman's right. The boyfriend's wrong. Mm-hmm. You should be thankful you get that older woman cricket lover and worship her feet.
Yeah. Well, I think that we have given very solid advice.
I cannot believe this is our planet. We are fucked.
Tim, I do feel like every episode we break you a little bit more.
I feel like we are not.
This is only episode 13.
I want to be clear. I'm on the girlfriend's side here. And you guys are all wrong.
No!
What she's doing is courageous and good.
Yeah, I'm not on her side, but she is a hero.
you gotta give it up for
her. That's about the
even though she's dating a sperm, I'm on her side.
I think in this case we call it a spawn, right?
Yeah, it's a spawn.
All right, good job, everybody.
All right.
Well,
who's amongst us?
Everyone, thanks so much for joining us on this weird and wild podcast that we do.
Jennifer, thank you for picking the questions. Oh. Thank you, everyone, that has been sending us.
Yes.
Many people sent us this one.
Yes, this is a very, very good one. Thank you for sending it along.
Is this the one that Ida sent us as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes, our let's just call her cousin. She's not, but down the family line.
Sex cousin?
Yeah. When this one
she's
pops
our
up,
sister in law's sister.
Yeah, the one that watches the sex or a different one.
No, that's the cricket one.
That's my second cousin once removed.
Sure. Well, if you want to send us questions, you can find us on Twitter at Ask Dear Internet, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R Baristo.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.